Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 16th March, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Tech companies are teaming up with the UK's National Health Service to try to contain the spread of coronavirus misinformation. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram will give blue tick verification to more than 800 accounts belonging to health service organizations, including hospital trusts. Google will also begin displaying pop-out boxes or knowledge panels of NHS information when people search for health conditions. The US Food and Drug Administration gave emergency approval to a new coronavirus test. The diagnostic kit is made by Switzerland-based healthcare company Roche and can reportedly return results in 3.5 hours, which the company says is 10x faster than current alternatives. House passes relief bill that provides tax credits for SMBs, enabling improved sick, medical, and family leave benefits for workers impacted by coronavirus. Also provides enhanced unemployment benefits, free virus testing programs, additional funding for Medicaid. The plan does not include a payroll tax suspension President Trump has advocated. Reporters Without Borders launches uncensored library in Minecraft, enabling people in oppressive regimes to access censored news articles and sources. New articles appear as books in a virtual library constructed of 12.5 million building blocks. The game's redundant servers protect against attempts to delete or corrupt the library. Apple is screening coronavirus-related apps to ensure the App Store only features COVID-19 titles from government organizations, medical and educational institutions, health-centric NGOs, and significantly credentialed companies. Apps from other sources that reference COVID-19 will be banned. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.